no means unattractive. Already my mind was wandering, wondering how he'd look naked and erect, fucking Sophie deliciously. I tried to focus back on the conversation.
Did you hear the noises last night?
Catherine appeared to be blushing a little as she said this. Had Sophie already steered the conversation towards sex? How did she do that so easily?
Noises,
Sophie replied, smiling coquettishly.
Oh, you must have heard them. You were only a couple of doors down from us. Someone on board was having a lovely time last night.
What did you hear? I asked.
I'm not sure of a polite way to phrase this over breakfast. They were, well, they were engaging in the act of love. Rather urgently, it seemed to me.
With abandon, Henry added, clearly reminiscing.
Would this have been about midnight?
Asked Sophie, smiling to me conspiratorially. About that time, yes.
And I believe your room is a couple of doors away from our own.
Sophie smiled. Catherine blushed again, suddenly realizing her faux pas. Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry. It never occurred to me.
There's absolutely no need to apologize. We realized we might be overheard. If anything, that very much heightened our pleasure.
Henry's eyes lit up for a moment. Sophie was always disarmingly frank. You enjoyed the idea of others listening to you? He ventured.
Very much.
Sophie.